ಮತ್ಕಂಚನ ಮಾನವೇಂದ್ರ ಅಹಂ
ಗುಣಶೀಲಯಂತ್ರಿತಃ
Varam, varam, benediction, benediction, also,
also,
from me, Kanchana,
Kanchana,
whatever you like,
Manavendra,
O chief of human beings,
Pranishva,
his request,
be
your
aham,
my
Gunasila,
elevated qualities, being captivated,
not
aham,
I
makai, by sacrifices,
by
certainly,
sulabha,
easily obtained,
tapobhi,
by austerity,
yogena,
by practice of yoga,
yet,
because.
Samachitta,
and one who is equipoised,
Bharti,
being situated. Translation by Nikhing, I am very captivated by your elevated qualities and excellent behavior, and thus I am very favorably inclined toward you. You may therefore ask from me any benediction you like. One who does not possess elevated qualities and behavior cannot possibly achieve my favor simply by performance of sacrifices, severe austerities, or mystic yoga. But I always remain equipoised in the heart of one who is also equipoised in all circumstances. Therefore, Lord Vishnu was very pleased with Maharaj Pritu's good character and behavior and offered him a benediction. Lord boldly says that the voluntary sacrifice or undergoing the austerity of mystic yoga practice cannot satisfy him. He is pleased only by elevated character and behavior, but these cannot help develop unless one becomes a pure devotee of the Lord. Anyone who has developed unflinching devotional service unto the Lord develops his original good qualities as spirit soul. The spirit soul, as part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has all the good qualities of the Lord. When the spirit soul is contaminated by the material modes of nature, one is considered good or bad with reference to the material qualities. But when one is transcendental to all material qualities, all the good qualities come out. These qualities of a devotee, 26 in number, are listed as follows. Kind to everyone, does not quarrel with anyone, fixed in the absolute truth, equal to everyone, faultless, charitable, mild, clean, simple, benevolent, peaceful, completely attached to Krishna, has no material hankering, meek, steady, self-controlled, does not eat more than required, sane, respectful, humble, grave, compassionate, friendly, poetic, expert, and silent. The Lord is satisfied with the development of the transcendental qualities of the living entity and not by artificial performance of sacrifices and mystic yoga. In other words, unless one is fully qualified to become a pure devotee of the Lord, one cannot expect to be liberated from material entanglement. Translation, my dear King, I am very captivated by your elevated qualities and excellent behavior, and thus I am very favorably inclined towards you. You may ask from me any benediction you like. One who does not possess elevated qualities and behavior cannot possibly achieve my favor simply by the performance of sacrifices, severe austerity, and mystic yoga, but I also remain equipoised in the heart of one who is also equipoised in all circumstances. So this is the conclusion of the Lord's statement to Pritu after telling him to do his duties, etc. And now he offers a benediction. Ask whatever you want from me. And why? Because you have all good conduct and qualities. Guna sila yantrata. And the Lord says, I'm not pleased by sacrifices or by austerities and yoga as much as I am pleased by samachitta bharti. As I am by your good qualities. And I will remain in your heart because of my I'm pleased with your wonderful qualities. So, what are the qualities? So in Bhagavatam, in Kapila's teachings, some qualities are mentioned there. These are mentioned here also. So 26 qualities are mentioned here in the purport. But the most important quality is surrender to the Lord, which is number 12, complete attachment to Krishna. If that is absent and all the other qualities are present, then the other qualities are also useless. So people in the material world can develop these nice qualities like being friendly and controlling their senses and compassion and etc., gravity, whatever, but they don't surrender to the Lord. So what is the use? So in sattva guna one can develop all these nice qualities. The quality of sattva guna is control of the senses, and as a result of that, all the negative qualities disappear. So one will naturally develop these qualities in sattva guna. But of course, sattva guna is not the goal of the devotee. Those people in sattva guna don't necessarily become devotees also. So we have many Brahmins in sattva guna. They're not all devotees. Many are not devotees. So these qualities are not a cause of bhakti. They can be favorable to bhakti. At the same time, we understand that if one does bhakti, then all the qualities develop anyway. So bhakti is the cause of all good qualities. And this is stated as one of the characteristics of bhakti. It is subhada, it's kleshagni and subhada. So kleshagni means it destroys all the bad qualities, including material bondage and ignorance. And it produces all good qualities. Freedom from ahamkara, in which case one develops all wonderful qualities. So that is a natural result of bhakti. So we concentrate upon the performance of bhakti. And Rupa Goswami particularly mentions cultivating good qualities is not an anga of bhakti. Yes, it is favorable, but it is not, we don't say cultivating good qualities is part of bhakti in the sense that it produces bhakti. It is not. Bhakti produces good qualities, not that the qualities produce bhakti. So, yes, we can observe good qualities along with our bhakti, but the main principle is we practice angas of devotional service, like hearing, remembering, chanting, and worshipping the deity, etc. So that is the main item for the devotee. And that will produce surrender to the Lord. When you surrender to the Lord, then good qualities develop. Why do good qualities develop? One is that the bad qualities disappear. So naturally, all the tamogun and rajogun aspects are under control. And bhakti destroys karma, desires, and ahankara. So with that, all the bad aspects of the living entity of God are gone. Of course, we can say, well, that is the case of the jnani or the yogi. True. The jnani and yogi will also develop these qualities when they achieve perfection. A jivan mukta will be detached, doesn't quarrel with anyone, is kind to everybody, etc. Also. But what is the speciality of the devotee then? We see that Krishna has all wonderful qualities. So those qualities are not by negation of anything in the material world. Those are positive qualities, positive spiritual qualities in the spiritual world. So those qualities are manifested in relation to devotees. The jnani and the yogis, those qualities are manifested only in relation to getting out of the material world. We become detached from everything in the material world. So whatever good qualities are in that type of detachment, those are the qualities one develops. Krishna manifests good qualities in relation to devotees. So he is compassionate to the jivas. He is compassionate and affectionate towards the devotees. That is the nature of the Supreme Lord. So the devotee in developing bhakti will also develop similar qualities as the Lord. So those qualities are not sattva-guna qualities. Those qualities are spiritual qualities. If one is in sattva-guna and qualified for jnana, then one will try to develop all these qualities in a sattva-guna manner. And then on liberation, one will have to give up those qualities also and become nirguna. But the devotee doesn't care for developing sattva qualities at all. He cares only for worshipping the Lord. And in the process of that, spiritual qualities develop in the devotee in relation to serving Krishna and the devotees. So all these qualities manifest automatically. So this is the procedure for the devotees, how to develop good qualities. That is, we cultivate our relationship of bhakti to the Supreme Lord. If we do that nicely and the Atma develops that attraction, then all good qualities will develop. And all bad qualities will disappear. And so that is the effective way of developing good qualities. These qualities will not be a bondage for the devotee. Good qualities in sattva can become a bondage for the jnani and the yogi. So he has to give up sattva guna to get liberation. The devotee does not give up his good qualities. He takes those to the spiritual world. And he serves the Lord and the devotees in the spiritual world with his wonderful qualities. So there is a difference there. So when we talk about good qualities, the devotees actually have spiritual qualities, not material qualities. And the main item, of course, is that surrender to the Lord and devotion to the Supreme Lord. And everything develops around that. Just as in the spiritual world, everything revolves around one's relationship with Krishna. That is called the sthayi bhava. So we have a particular relationship with the Lord, which is a rasa. So maybe shantarasa or dasarasa or sakyarasa or matsayarasa or madhuryarasa. Some sthayi bhava or main devotional emotion is there for the Supreme Lord. So that's the main thing. Around that, other things develop. Other qualities develop. So we get sattvika bhavas and vyabhachari bhavas and anubhavas around them. But without the main bhava, they don't exist. So in the same way, the main element of developing our qualities is the devotion to the Supreme Lord. That's our relationship, and everything else revolves around that. So this is how the devotee develops his qualities. So if the Lord sees a devotion, then he is pleased. If he sees other good qualities, also fine. But if he simply sees good qualities in the material world and sattva guna, he is not so pleased. Of course, he is affectionate to Brahmins. He prefers sattva guna over tamaguna and rajaguna definitely. But and he's affectionate towards Brahmins, but he is more affectionate towards devotees. That's where he really becomes controlled by the devotees of the Lord because of that devotion. If that is present, then the Lord becomes very pleased. So therefore it says, even if you only give a leaf, a fruit, or a flower, if that is done with devotion, then I will accept that. I will take that. I will be pleased with that. So the Lord is pleased by the devotion of the person. And of course, these other qualities naturally develop. So, of course, Prithu Maharaj is an eternal devotee of the Lord, so it's natural. It'll have all wonderful qualities manifested. It's also Shakti. So, he naturally has qualities of devotion and all these other qualities manifest in him. So, anyway, the Lord is making a statement here that the Lord becomes pleased if one is surrendered to him. And therefore, he's willing to offer everything to that person. So he says, you choose anything you want, I will give it to you. So this is the way in which the Lord expresses his pleasure with the devotee.
The devotee transcends the three modes of material nature. So his qualities also will be above the three modes of material nature.
Yeah. For the gyanis and yogis, no qualities. They give up all qualities. Yeah? They must get liberation, so they must give up qualities. So they must give up jnana and yoga and all the qualities they've cultivated. The devotee does not give up qualities. He has spiritual qualities.
Maharaji, you are saying that we have to worship the Lord without desire. But,
without material desire. But we have love for the Lord. That's also desire. And that is bhakti and prema. That, what's the difference? That bhakti and prema, we don't have a mixture of things for ourselves. It's only for the Lord. In a material way, we have desires for ourselves. Spiritual desire is desire for the Lord only.
When you go to Prabhupada, I don't like to serve you. And Prabhupada said, I can't save you. I said, you serve the devotees.
Well, the service of the devotees is the main anga of bhakti. That is, one has to please the devotees, and the Lord is pleased that we serve the devotees. This is the Lord told the Durvasa, if you want to get free from the Sudarshan chakra, you go to my devotee. He's the one that can do it. My devotee says the Sudarshan chakra to stop, fine, it'll stop. And so by going to the devotees and getting their pleasure, the Lord is pleased.
Devotees are not doing the sadhana bhakti properly. They will stay, they will still stay in the material world, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
And they are neglecting their servitude. Because, I mean, they also never get up to the
Well, they can develop life after life. Whatever the Krishna says, you know, even if your sadhana is not perfect and you don't get perfection, there's no loss because you can continue in the next life and next life and next life. So it is not, nothing is lost by giving up other processes and doing bhakti. The effect is there in the next life and the next life and the next life. It is rare, but of course Lord Chaitanya has made it a little more common. He's all merciful, so it becomes common through Sankirtan. It's easier to access bhakti through Sankirtan. Yeah, of course, but if we can't get out, at least there's a guarantee we get bhakti again.
You know, we often find that the word grave is used for the devotees. What do we mean by grave? The devotees are grave.
Means they're actually fixed on Krishna. They're not attracted to anything in the material world.
Is the achara and prachara, does it mean that they are there of the qualities and then only reach out? Is it only referring to devotion? Achara and prachara.
Well, achar actually means not simply being a good person, sattva good quality, it means practicing bhakti. So we have to practice bhakti, that's the main thing. And with that we preach. If we preach and have no achar, there will be no effect because there will be no potency in that. If we do our achar, we do the bhakti, but we don't preach, then we're not fulfilling Lord Chaitanya's mission.
So both is called achar and prachar.
If we do, we know bhakti and we preach, what is it? How can we spread bhakti if we don't have bhakti?
Yeah, bhakti also comes from, when you develop good qualities also, bhakti becomes from the good qualities also.
Well, no, well, material good qualities, or whether they are there or not, is of course isn't significant because it's not a cause of bhakti, but obviously the devotee has to conduct himself properly, but the bhakti is the main element of the game. If he has better qualities, of course, even better.
Long time back, you know, when the movement started, Prabhupada, I mean, Ramananda, he might have 26 qualities.
Mm-hmm.
Then Prabhupada said, you're not a devotee.
Well, maybe he wasn't practicing bhakti properly. Because 26 qualities, one is worship the Lord. That's the main item there.
Of this 26 qualities, there is one thing which says that we should talk in such a way that the devotees doesn't get hurt. But whatever we speak is can be interpreted or understood or can be taken up by the other person in a different way. How does we manage this aspect of it?
We need to be careful, that's all.
ग्रंथराशिशिमद्भागदं हि जय सर्वस्मानमहाराज की जय जिमेंद्र जी के चरण पक्षों को भान की
देखा टिकटॉक